Hi, it's Eric, and this is the Eric in the Morning with Melissa and Whip podcast, featuring highlights from our show on 101.9 FM, The Mix, WTMX Chicago. Time for Hey, I Was Wondering. If you have questions and we use your Hey, I Was Wondering, you get one of those Eric in the Morning travel mugs. We continue to send those out. Eventually.
Mail slow.
Snail mail.
Eventually. You can email us questions. You can text them to 60123. You can put them on our social media platforms, whatever you want. That's where this one came from Denise. Hey, Eric, we were listening at work yesterday and heard you guys talking about naps.
Oh, yeah.
I love naps.
Remember, naps came up on the show yesterday.
Yeah.
That began a debate on how long is a nap. At what point does a nap qualify as just sleeping? You know, like Joe's asleep versus Joe's taking a nap.
Right.
Okay.
You know, where you break that nap threshold and now you're sleeping.
Right.
How long is a nap? At what point does a nap conclude and sleep
begin? How do we define a nap?
Right.
That's interesting. That's a good question.
312-233-1019. Have all your answers ready on how long you think. Like if you say, or someone says to you, this is better. Someone says to you, hey, hang on, I'll get back to you. I'm just going to lay down for a nap. In your mind, how long will they be there before you can get back to business with what you were doing with them?
Right.
Whatever that might be. And if they exceed that amount, you're like, all right, now they're just sleeping.
Right. Yeah, right.
Wake up.
312-233-1019. 5:30 Club, how long is a nap? Hi, John.
Hey, good morning. I would say 2 hours or less.
2 hours. All right, we're going to go with 2 hours then. You got to pick one. You can't. 2 hours is your nap.
2 hours.
2 hours.
Yeah, that's
two
the cutoff hours. Time.
Oof. That feels like sleeping to me.
That's a long time.
Melissa's like, yeah, that's about right.
Yeah, that sounds really good.
Melissa's like, that's a short nap.
Uh-huh. Okay.
All right. How long is a nap, Francis?
I'd say an hour.
An hour is a nap. Anything over an hour, you're sleeping.
Right.
How often do you get a nap?
Never.
What's that? No, never.
Never.
Yeah, she's all business. No messing around. Mary?
Hi.
Hi. How long's a nap? Sounds like everybody I'm talking to is in one.
Right, she may be.
Hi. Yeah. Go ahead, Mary.
45 minutes.
45 minutes. 45 minutes. Anything longer than that is you might as well just stay in bed.
Right.
Yeah.
It's hilarious.
Yeah.
Now, Melissa, what did you write down?
I had 2.5 hours.
What?
Yeah, I mean, so, you know, kind of it takes me a while, or it takes some people like a while to really like get into the sleeping mode. Mm-hmm. So once I'm like down.
So if you're at, let's say you're at Thanksgiving.
Oh, yeah.
And let's say you eat at 3 o'clock.
Okay.
And you get done at 3:30.
Yeah.
And you say, hi, that is a lot. I'm going to lay down and take a nap.
Yep.
Your family should not expect to see you till 6 o'clock.
Well, usually not a whole lot changes from then until six.
Well, I'm not saying anything changed, but they should not expect to see you. You are disappearing from society until 6 p.m.
Yeah.
An entire football game almost. You're gone.
Yeah, I can go to a back bedroom and pull the shades down and lay down on the bed and then, you know, come out a couple hours later and feel like, you know,
I understand.
I can rejoin
all that.
The party.
Yeah, you don't have to explain to me how you feel. It's just the length that we're talking about.
Yeah, it feels completely reasonable.
Well,
Eric, 1 hour and 59 minutes. That's my cutoff because 2 hours or more would be sleep. But anything under 2 hours would be
you guys
nap.
Really enjoy laying down, don't you?
Well, for me, I mean, I get 4.5 hours of sleep at night.
Right, which is going to kill you for the ride.
Understood, but I supplement that with my afternoon of getting more
sleep.
That's
what you tell yourself, sleep experts say. You're kidding yourself.
You can't catch up on sleep, they say.
What do you say,
Violetta? Please let me have my, I'm not going to die today.
Believe it all you want.
Happiness. No, I
believe it all you want until in July we're like... Whip had a good run.
Yeah. I could always petition to come in here at 7:30.
You're still the healthiest person I know.
He always kept saying he was fine.
Yeah.
Violetta, how long is the nap?
40 minutes.
40.
Nothing over 40.
Yeah.
40
I would say 30 minutes is a nap. Anything over 30, you're going to sleep.
Yeah, I'm with you on. I just thought 10 minutes to get to bed.
And I also believe naps shouldn't be taken in bed. If you're going and climbing in a bed, that's sleeping.
Right.
If you don't mess up the covers too much.
Naps are meant for couches.
Mm.
Sometimes even the floor.
You're crazy.
No.
Because, like I've said before, the way to take a good nap is to not get too comfortable.
I know.
Because if you get too comfortable, what happens? You turn into Melissa, and you're there for 3 hours.
Right.
And that's
it
a problem.
It feels so good, though.
I'm not saying it doesn't feel
it does.
Good.
If I were to nap for more than 40 minutes, I would feel bad. Like, I would go too deep into sleep, and then I'd feel, like, too groggy when I wake up.
Yeah, you can't go with the feel-good defense. You know what feel good? What feels good? What? 8 hours of straight sleep.
Yeah, but that doesn't qualify as a nap. You never get 8 hours.
You guys could get very used to the two-hour nap if you gave it a shot, trust me.
Oh, I'm certain I could, but then it's not a nap.
Feel great.
You don't collect anything, huh?
Not really. Really? I mean,
no
figurines,
no Yadros, no none of that kind of stuff.
No.
Precious moments?
Yeah,
no.
Precious moments.
You know what?
Belt buckles, nothing like that.
I have one tiny collection, but it's not that big. It's crystals.
Crystals.
Like crystal figurines, but it's because my mom had them, and so I loved them, so she bought me a couple, and she said she's leaving those to me, her collection, so I will have a bigger collection later.
I see.
But I only have like 5 right now.
Gotcha. Okay, let's just start. You collect what, Kristen?
Historical flags.
Historical flags.
Like full size? Like what size flags?
Like 3 feet by 5 feet of different military units, different American flags.
What's your favorite one?
Probably my American Indian Movement flag.
Oh, look at that.
That's pretty cool.
That's pretty cool.
How unique.
You collect what, Kim?
I collect carousel horses.
Carousel horses.
Wow.
Like
yep.
The ones you ride, the big ones.
No, they're figurines, anything from little ones to water globes. I even have a tattoo of one.
Oh, I got you. If you collect those big ones like you ride on the carousels, you'd have like 30 of those in your garage.
You're going to run out of room.
You know, eventually somebody's going to call the cops.
Really?
That's
kind of creepy.
That just would be odd. 312-233-1019. And number 3, Renee, you collect what?
Rosary beads from foreign countries.
Rosaries from foreign countries.
That's actually kind of cool, too.
Yeah, you want Violetta to have her Grandma Baco grab you some from Serbia?
I would love some. I don't have one from Serbia.
Oh, I will definitely get you some. The gypsies sell them on the street.
The rosaries from Serbia. And number 2, I love this collection, John.
Hey, good morning. I collect drink shakers.
Drink shakers.
Oh.
Yeah, like bartenders use.
Yeah, shaken, not stirred. Very James Bond of you.
Yeah.
No doubt about it. And finally, in at number 1, when it comes to interesting collections, Rick, you got a whole bunch of what?
Old license plates.
Nice.
Yeah.
Oh, man.
You know what? I was just thinking about this, Rick. You might actually have one that's created by Mel D's future boyfriend if this clown thing doesn't work out for her. Because then we're going to put her on dateaninmate.com. So.
Oh, jeez.
Maybe a license plate you have has been created by Mel D's future love interest.
Hey, you never know.
That's great.
Yeah, you never know. I can see those in a basement with a bar.
Is that what you do, Rick?
No, in the garage along the walls.
Yeah.
Are they yours?
No, well, yeah, they're mine and other ones I collect.
Like, and by that, you mean the ones you steal off cars at the mall?
No, we're not.
Never. Yeah, I'm kidding you, Rick.
Are you allowed to keep your
teasing license? You. I'm not accusing you of theft.
No,
I'm kidding.
Of course not.
Kidding around.
No.
You don't need the front one, do you?
Yeah, you do.
I'm kidding.
This great state you do.
No, but in most you don't, right? We're pretty rare with that.
Yeah, which makes it tough.
Yeah.
It does.
My buddy has bought a car that doesn't have a spot to put the front plate. They had to have drill holes and go all sorts of nonsense.
Weird. You know that car that I have that you think is a weird color? That we talked about yesterday.
You have a color of green car that I've never seen before.
Well, I bought that car used, and it didn't have the front, and I went to the mechanic, and I was like, what am I going to do? And he just drilled it right through the fender.
That's not slang for anything.
The fender bender.
What happened to Melissa over the weekend? I don't know, but it got drilled right through the fender.
Oh, God. What?
I don't even know what that means. It's not good, though. It doesn't sound good. There's a sleep study that just came out, a new study from Dr. Chandra Jackson, who I thought was the woman who came up with Grey's Anatomy.
Shonda
Rhimes. Sorry.
Oh, anyway. Yeah.
Anyway, so they had asked the question in this, and we just asked 10 Eric in the Morning listeners off air, completely random sample, men, women, young, old. And the question was, do you sleep with the lights or the TV on? Now, when you throw that out, I would have expected we'll get a couple. A couple sleep at the TV, you know, turn the TV on, go to sleep, you wake up, the TV's on in the morning, that's it, you know?
Mm-hmm.
all 10, and we went beyond 10, all 10 said no.
Oh.
No?
No lights, no TV.
Wow.
I'm a little shocked by that.
I am too.
Because I think I know people that do this.
Did you leave it open to any light, like closet light even?
Oh, we just said, do you sleep with the lights or TV on?
Yeah.
Zero.
Right.
None in the first 10. Cynthia went another 10. Zero.
Well, I am surprised. However, I feel like it's been talked about and pounded in our brain so much about having the dark room and it being quiet, blah, blah, blah.
It gets pounded in our brain how to live healthy in all number of different ways, but we still continue to live in an unhealthy lifestyle, right? In theory. And I would have thought, I wouldn't have thought it would have been a lot, but I thought maybe two or three.
Yeah, right.
Sleep with the lights on or with the TV on. Like, Melissa, do you?
No.
Do any of you folks right now that weren't a part of it go, yeah, I do?
Mm-hmm.
Because I have a secondary question I need to ask about that.
Okay.
That I found interesting. 312-233-1019. You sleep with the lights or the TV on? You know, I think we've had callers call and go, I don't like sleeping with the lights off. I like a little light on in there. Mm-hmm. The darkness freaks me out.
Well, I do
all the intruders.
Definitely. I think some people like the sound. Like, my mom sleeps with the radio on.
Now we're just talking lights and TV. Stay here. Stay with me on this.
I'm just saying the sound, though, from a TV.
Yeah, I do that, too. But just stay with the lights and TV with me here. All right? 312. Like, do you whip?
No, but a closet light, yes. So a little bit of light.
Okay.
Just so it's not completely pitch black, because that I do hate.
Okay. Yeah. You hate it. Why?
I don't know. It's just something.
The intruders?
Probably the intruder. I want to be able to see the intruder's
monsters,
face.
Scary monster.
Steals all my
monsters
stuff.
Under your bed.
Scary monsters.
I don't know. Just very disconcerting to me. I don't like it.
Violetta?
I sleep with the TV on.
You do?
Yeah.
Okay. All night long?
All night long, and my TV turns itself off at some point.
Do you sleep with the TV on and the volume up, or is the volume completely
down?
Yeah,
I put the volume to 3.
Now our phone lines are jammed.
Yeah.
Okay. Jammed with people. There we go. Hey, Earl.
Hey, Eric, how are you?
Good. Lights or TV on?
Both.
Both? All night long?
All night long. I drive my wife nuts because I'll have the bathroom light on and I'll leave the TV on all night. And I travel a lot.
Right.
And on the road, I leave both of them on in the hotel.
It almost feels like somebody's there with you.
Yeah. Hotels, I do the same. That's true.
That kind of comforting feel. All right, now the second question on that I wanted to ask you, and please don't be offended by this question. Are you offended easily, Earl?
No, not at all.
Okay, all right, good. Because researchers studied 43,000 people who sleep with the lights and television on and found that they gain as much as 11 pounds extra weight. Are you carrying a little extra, Earl, because of it, you think?
Those are love handles.
Yeah, exactly.
More to love.
So I do.
It's good weight.
Yeah, that's why they call it love handles.
But do you think it's accurate?
It's accurate.
All right.
It's pretty accurate.
All right, so they say the study found if you sleep with the TV or lights on, you tend to gain weight. Those are the people that tend to have a little more weight. You agree with that, Kim?
No, not really.
So you sleep with the TV on?
I do sleep with the TV on pretty much every night.
And you're a lean, mean fighting machine.
Well, I'm not lean, but I have recently just lost 75 pounds.
Well, congratulations. That's great news. Good for you.
Yeah, that's great.
Good for you. Good for you. And yet the TV remains on. Do you blame the TV for any of it?
No, I do not. But I probably don't get as good of a night's sleep as I would if I had it on.
Right. I think you should blame the TV. We around here in radio believe that TV is the evil empire.
No doubt.
Yeah. 312-233-1019. Violetta, do you feel as though if you stopped leaving the TV on all night long, for some reason your body would just start to lean itself out?
Maybe. I just don't like to be alone, and I feel like when the TV's on, it feels like somebody's there.
Uh-huh.
But it does wake me up, and then I go and snack on something on my way
to
the bathroom.
Maybe that's what it is. Maybe that's a contributing factor. Right? The new thing now, the sharenting trend, they call it, is the report card reaction video.
Okay.
You know, because everything, including your child's humiliation, belongs on Instagram. They're taking videos of their kids. They're looking at their report cards crushed.
Yeah.
Everybody laughing.
Do it for the gram.
Their kids are all screwed up, become serial killers. Mm. See, this is what happens.
Yeah, that's fine.
312-233-1019 online. We have a bunch of serial killers because their parents messed with them. Anybody listening who had parents who messed with them? Hi, John.
Good morning. I'm glad Instagram wasn't around when this happened. I would tell my mom how scary she looked with her curlers and stuff. So one day she came to school in her robe and curlers and shower shoes to bring me my lunch in front of my fifth grade class.
That's funny. Just a mess with you.
That's a pretty good one.
She was just jacking with you, John, just for her own personal amusement. Man, I mean, you were never the same after that. Poor guy was changed. Hey, Lauren.
Hey.
Hi. Parents messed with you?
Yeah, he was quite the jokester. When I'd be out with my friends late at night and come home and maybe not be feeling that great the next morning, we would passively, aggressively vacuum and hit my door with a vacuum cleaner.
Constantly slamming it against your door.
My
That's
gosh.
Nice.
Yeah. That would drive me crazy.
Yeah. He's messing with you. Your parents would screw with you, Kim.
Hi, yes. My dad would stand me outside as a kid and tell me that our Christmas lights worked on a clapper, and he would have a remote in his pocket while I would stand outside clapping my hands together on and off. Yeah. And then eventually he'd stop and say the Christmas lights were broken.
That's comedy.
That is funny.
Comedy.
I am stealing that.
That's pretty harmless fun right there.
Yeah,
Jim, what are you going to do with little Kim? I'm going to take her outside and do the Christmas lights bit with her. I love that bit. Yeah. I only get to do it once a year. So.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, your parents would mess with you, Kelly.
Hi, good morning. My husband had a blue fronted Amazon growing up.
A what?
And a parrot.
Thank you. Oh, yeah, you have to understand, we're dummies.
And when we hear Amazon, we think something different at this point.
Yeah, go ahead.
Right. No, so he had a parrot growing up, and his parents took the bird in the morning and hid it in a different room and put a Cornish hen inside the cage and told him that was the bird.
Look what happened to the bird. Look what happened to the bird.
What happened?
I mean, it used to be a beautiful parrot.
Oh, my God.
And then overnight, something happened. I don't know what it is.
That's hilarious.
Oh, that's crazy.
And it turned into a Cornish game hen.
That's
You're
awesome.
Like crying. Ah,
I
got
so
my
ugly.
Parrot back. I'm stuck with a stupid Cornish game hen. Hey, your parents would mess with you, Linda.
If we were late coming home, we had these big giant bushes in front of our house, and my mom would hide them, and as you'd walk up to the front door, she would jump out and scare the hell out of you.
Right. Nothing like a good quality 8-year-old heart attack.
That's my kind of girl.
Yeah, jumping out of the bushes.
I love doing that.
Yeah. And then finally, this is a good one. I might have to try this one, Jennifer.
Hi there.
Hi.
My mom was really good at April Fool's jokes. She just loved them. And so we would go to school, and all of a sudden I'd take a bite of my sandwich, and there was a piece of paper inside my sandwich that said, April Fool's.
April Fool's. No turkey for you.
Just paper.
Why is there paper between two pieces of bread? It's so mean, yet so perfect. You love clowns.
Yeah.
In fact, you'd love to love a clown. And that's about what's going to happen here.
Yeah, I like, the scary movie clowns.
Well, consider the alternative. If you don't end up loving a clown, you're going to love an inmate. Let's not go to that.
Oh, boy.
That's next.
Let's just stick with the clowns.
All right, clown dating website. We told you this time yesterday that Violetta had created Mel D's profile on the clown dating website. On it, there's a picture of Mel D dressed as a clown.
Mm-hmm.
And we reveal on there that among the things she likes to do is drink heavily. And cram herself into a Volkswagen.
Yeah, totally.
Since that time, over the past 48 hours, how many responses have we received from clowns?
We've had about 12 responses.
12.
Yes.
Good.
And we had said yesterday at this time we wanted you to pick one, to isolate one that you believe is the best match for Mel D, where she might ultimately find some clown love.
Yes. There were a lot of great contestants, a lot of people messaging. There were the basic, you're super cute, I want to go take you out.
Sure.
I think we'd have a good time together.
Right. We could go somewhere and squirt flowers in each other's faces.
And I had a couple of cute guys that messaged her about her picture because she had a nice red nose. She was holding balloons in it.
Oh.
They said they really liked your creativity.
Very nice.
Okay.
Very nice. This all started because Mel D was considering canceling the dating experience altogether and just powering down for a while. And we said, don't do that. Look to your immediate left. And Melissa waved at her and she went, you're right.
Yeah.
So have you picked a finalist?
I think
Violetta?
I have, yes.
Okay. Tell us, is it... Is it Chuckles? Is it Harpo? Is it Skippo the Clown? Who is it?
It's Arjun.
Arjun the Clown.
Yep.
Arjun. All right, where's
he's
Arjun?
He's 29 years old.
29?
Yes, he's from New York City.
A 29-year-old New York City clown.
He's
named
a Libra.
Arjun. Okay, oh. Arjun. Libra. What are you, Melody?
I'm a Taurus.
Oh, that's a perfect match.
Mm-hmm. He's an average build, not a drinker.
Uh-oh.
I know.
Uh-oh.
Might be difficult with your new drinking habits, Melody.
Well, now with your new drinking habits, Melody, you can drink enough for the both of you. All right. What else?
He wants someone from the USA or UK.
Okay.
Fit that.
All right, so all you have to do is beat out all those British clowns for his love.
Yeah.
He wants a serious relationship, eventually two kids.
Okay, two little clown
babies.
Wow,
this is some serious stuff.
Yeah, and so do you want to know the message that he sent?
Yes, please read us the message that Arjun, the 29-year-old New York City clown, sent to Melody.
He said, hi, I'm a loyal... Excuse me, I just choked. Are you okay? No. Hi, I'm a loyal, good-hearted man, honest and loyal. All is real here. No fake in all caps. You look like you're the same, good-hearted. Mm-hmm. I can find migration and live with you at your palace.
Nice. It's not creepy at all.
Oh, okay.
No. Yeah. So he's willing to move if this works out,
right,
is basically what he's saying.
He can move in with you and your mom and dad and your sister.
And your palace in Orland Park.
Yeah.
I can find migration?
Well, you know, I believe he's a foreigner.
I think he might be.
Got it. New York City.
He's
the clown.
Got it.
Don't overthink it, Whip. He's a clown.
I don't know.
It's like grammatically this does not work.
We gotta protect.
He's a clown.
Protect our Mel D here.
No. You got to see. That's the thing. She's overprotected. Oh. We need to underprotect.
Yeah,
got
let
it.
Her out there. Let her loose. See what happens.
Yeah, you're like the pushy, protective older brother. She's never gonna meet anybody that way.
Sorry, can't help it. Natural.
Okay. Then he kept it short and sweet and just said, "I like your green eyes. Uh-huh. You look funny. Uh-huh. Call me."
Okay.
Call me.
All right. Okay. We're not gonna call him.
No.
Okay.
No. In fact, we're not gonna allow him to have any type of information on how to find us.
Right. Good.
But we are going to respond to his message, okay?
Yeah.
So here's what we're looking for. Based on what you've just heard, let's do a text topic, 60123. Text us, what clown-like response should Mel D send back to Arjun, the 29-year-old New York City clown?
Right.
Okay.
Right. What clown-like response should Mel D send back to Arjun, the 29-year-old New York City clown?
And he says he's the real deal, no fake.
Is he in clown makeup?
No, not exactly.
What do you mean, not exactly? What kind of clown dating site is this? They're not even in clown makeup.
I know. Nobody really isn't in clown makeup.
Are you okay?
No, I'm choking.
What? It's a clown dating site, but nobody's in clown makeup?
No, honestly, the only person in clown makeup is Mel D. Okay.
Wow.
I do not understand what this site is all about.
Right.
Well,
because in the front of the site, it's two people in full clown makeup. Holding each other and waving.
Do you think we should scan through there and find an actual clown?
I tried. I've looked even in other countries because we upgraded to the gold package for
nice.
Your request.
Oh, we spare no expense.
Right. So we became a gold member overnight, and that means that you can search people, whoever you want, in whatever country. So I looked, and there's even people from around here. But they didn't message us, really. There's people from Hoffman Estates. There's
clown
people
lovers.
From Lombard.
Are they clowns?
No, nobody's dressed up as a clown.
Why are people on a clown
maybe
dating website?
Maybe they're putting their regular pictures up there, but their side jobs are their jobs or clowns,
well,
but they're trying to then show who they really are.
Well, there
but
should
they
be a
should
picture
show
in
both,
there.
Yeah. Right?
I would think.
All right, read us once again, Arjun, the 29-year-old New York City clown, the message that he sent.
He said, "Hi, I am a loyal, good-hearted man, honest and loyal. All is real here, no fake, all caps.
By the way, we're fake, so we gotta."
"You look like the same, good-hearted. I can find migration and live with you at your palace."
Okay.
But I think he meant to say place. He just says, "I'm funny, you look funny, call me."
This is green card written all over it.
It does, doesn't it?
90-day fiancé for you.
Yep. Thing.
Yep. All right, so we need to keep with the clown mentality and respond to Arjun as though Mel D was a clown.
Yes, I agree with that.
All right, don't just send, it's 60123, don't just text us a normal message. Put yourself in the mindset of Mel D as a clown. What would Mel D, the clown, say to this guy in clown language?
Totally, because she's dressed up in clown language. She has the red nose,
so she's
got to
respond as a clown.
Yeah.
All right, text those to 60123. Let's give them till Melody, till 8 o'clock.
Okay.
Think you know the answer to this, Melissa?
You know what? I have a guess. I have no idea if it's right.
Right. You're not that confident.
No.
Mixed Morning Mindbender, 312-233-1019. Next time you want to turn on your lover. You have difficulty turning on your lover, Melissa?
No, the lover
Pat,
part is
the, Pat, the
there's no
guy?
Pat. There's no Pat.
Pat would love this.
Pat,
I don't really know Pat,
exist?
The smoking guy who buries the smokes in the backyard.
I don't want anybody
year,
to
weeks
listen
ago.
To you.
I don't know if this would turn him on or not. I don't no. know Pat, but it, maybe.
Pat's a fake character.
Next time you want to turn on your lover, simply tickle their what? 312-233-1019. I love it, Janet.
Ear.
Their ear, no. 40,000 nerve endings in the spot that you tickle. Gotta be tickling their what, CJ?
Tickle their feet, Eric.
Feet, no.
Oh, boy.
It's not
no.
feet.
It's not ears. It's not feet. Violetta is frantically waiting.
I'm waiting. No, I'm waiting. I think I know it.
Tickle their what, Alex?
Their palm.
Exactly right. Tickle their palm.
There's 40,000 in your
40,000 nerve endings in the palm of your hand. Studies have shown that if you want to turn on your lover, simply tickle the palm of his or her hand. It contains those 40,000 nerve endings, which, when softly touched or stroked, send an exciting sensation through the rest of their body.
There should be more hand-holding then.
Watch out, RJ the clown in New York City. Watch out. Nicely done, Alex. How's your day going?
Not too bad. About to walk into court, though.
Walk into court?
Oh.
Yeah.
As a defendant?
Yeah.
Well, let's not keep you up.
Oh!
We always love to award the defendants prizes. What do we have for Alex the defendant? You do love clowns. You're about to love Arjun, the 29-year-old New York City clown looking for a green card. he sent a message to Mel D on the clown app dating website. Violetta set it all up. A picture of Mel D as a clown on there, dating other clowns, drinking heavily. And Mel D was a little reluctant to do it until we convinced her, no, this is totally fine. This is going to be great.
Well,
you might find love
with
a clown.
Yeah.
We received how many responses in the past 24 hours?
We got about 12 responses.
All right. And you selected Arjun as a potential clown love candidate.
Well, he put a lot into his message. Some people just send a generic, like, I'm interested.
Right.
So I'm like, no, you're not that interested. Arjun really put his heart and soul into it.
You had a chance to see a picture of Arjun?
I haven't seen him yet.
Oh.
You might want to keep it a mystery.
Oh, no.
Well,
no.
You know, you can't find love just based on looks.
No,
exactly.
Clown
Plus,
looks.
Everybody's tastes are different.
Right. He looks way more attractive with the makeup on.
Yeah.
Now, the message that he sent said what?
The message he sent was, hi, I'm a loyal, good-hearted man, honest and loyal, with everything real here, no fake. You look the same, good-hearted. I can find migration and live with you at your palace.
Mm.
You look funny. I am funny. Call me.
You look funny. All right. So we said, all right, text us 60123 what you believe is the best clown response to Arjun's message. The four finalists that were chosen were, sorry, but I'm juggling a few guys right now. Do you think you could juggle a long-distance relationship?
Right.
Juggle a very popular angle.
Yeah, really good.
I'd like to boop your red nose. And thank you. I think this was a nice jester.
Yeah.
Okay.
All right, so we put those out as the four finalists that we chose. All right, vote 60123. Here are the results of those votes, and the top vote getter is what we send back to Arjun, Violetta, okay?
Okay.
Are you ready?
I'm ready.
Mm-hmm. In at number four, do you think you could juggle a long-distance relationship? Number four.
Well. Right, because he plans on moving in.
Number four. Number three, I'd like to boop your red nose.
Oh, well.
Dang it.
Number two, top vote getter, thank you. I think it was a nice jester.
Ah.
Which means we will be responding with, sorry, but I'm juggling a few guys right now.
Okay.
When you send that, Violetta, make sure you put juggling in quotation marks.
Okay.
And then put a winky smiley face at the end.
Oh, yeah.
He knows it's a joke.
All right.
Yeah.
Okay.
All
right. So, sorry, but I'm juggling a few guys right now.
Mm-hmm.
I can't wait to hear Arjun's response.
Yeah.
Clown dating with Mel D only on the mix. So, Nicolas Cage took a date recently, it says here, to a cemetery in New Orleans where he had purchased for himself a 9-foot pyramid tomb. Gotta tell you, it sounds kind of nice.
Mm-hmm. Actually, sounds pretty cool.
Yeah, to go into the, you know, into the the longest sleep of your life. Not bad.
Yeah.
312-233-1019. Oh, Carla, you and Mel D could have double dated. Where'd your date take you?
To a circus.
Oh, look at that. Wow. Bunch of clowns going to a circus.
Oh, yeah. That's
beautiful.
Weird. How did you like that as a first date?
It was kind of weird, but I know we were on and off throughout high school dating, and we met up again when I was 20 years old. So he thought, you know, I'm going to take you out on a date. He didn't tell me where.
Right.
So I got all dressed up, and then all of a sudden, we're outside like a circus tent, and I'm like,
right.
Where are we going?
He's right.
Like, oh, yeah, we're going to go see a circus show.
Right.
I'm like, okay.
You come home smelling like a zebra.
And I'm,
man, oh smell like a zebra. Ah, strange date location, Eric.
Yeah, location?
Yes.
So I'm from Colorado, and my girlfriend's first time visiting me in Colorado, instead of going to the mountains or downtown Denver, we went to Casa Bonita, a themed Mexican restaurant with mediocre food but all the entertainment.
Oh, you can't beat that.
Yeah, that
mariachi man. You know, like when we go to Puerto Vallarta, I like to go to a place that's a themed Mexican restaurant with average food, but the mariachi band plays old Billy Joel music.
Perfect.
You really can't beat
South Park, that. South Park did an episode on Casa Bonita, so I had to take her there.
Oh, you've got to.
Absolutely. Yeah. I'm sure she loved it.
I'm not opposed to the themed Mexican restaurants.
No.
I find them to be quite fun. 312-233-1019. Why is every one of my computers has been freezing up for like 20
minutes.
Everything's broken. Hi, Mary.
Hey, Merrick. How are you doing?
Great. Strange location for a date.
We went to the police station.
Oh.
Why was that?
I got arrested when I was 20 for a fake ID.
Uh-huh.
And, when I went out on my first date with my now husband of 25 years, we went to an Italian restaurant, and then he wanted to walk over to the police station to make sure that I checked out okay.
Meaning you were old enough to enjoy a nice bottle of wine with him?
Oh, yeah. No. I was already of age when we went on our first date.
I got you.
He had heard that I'd been arrested for a fake ID.
So he wanted to see you get you clear. Yeah,
he wanted to make sure I was correct.
He's doing like police station comedy.
Yeah, no kidding. Yeah.
Cops love that.
I'm sure.
You can do so much with it.
I'm in here doing a bit. Just rolling with me on this. Yeah. Love that.
The Eric in the Morning with Melissa and Whip podcast. Downloadable every weekday. This is 101.9 FM, The Mix. On the web at WTMX.com and via podcast.